您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。 When there is a family gathering in China and there are small kids present, one type of entertainment will happen almost for sure, teasing the kids. Many adults think it's fun when the teased kids cry or freak out, but is the fun really harmless? 春节期间，亲朋友聚到一起的时候，经常可以看到大人逗孩子，他们把孩子逗得出错或者惊慌害怕，甚至哭泣，大人们便笑了。很多人觉得逗孩子很正常，并且乐在其中，但是这真的没有问题吗？ So do you think it's okay for adults to do that to kids?
I don't understand why...adults would find it amusing or funny when they see kids are scared or embarrassed or burst into tears as they don't know how else to express their feelings. I think the key here is whether teasing is a one-sided entertainment at the child's expense, because sometimes it very easily could turn to that kind of situation, and it could have a real bad effect on the kid.
Yeah, I have to admit that I did do it once to my daughter, to an amazingly negative effect. I just thought it was going to be funny. Like, I was giving her a hard time. She took it very seriously.
What did you say?
Well, it doesn't matter. But she took it very, very seriously, and I have not done it since, right? Because obviously it was, just not...Okay, because really, I mean, what exactly is the point? I mean, I think that when we tease children, really what we are doing is we're playing into our own sadistic sense of I have the power and you don't. That power dynamic between adults and children. And so I think that really teasing in many of these examples that we can go into, I think they're just abuses of that dynamic, and they really serve no end. They serve to...entertain you or others, but I think that in the end it's just damaging, because what's the point? I mean, why would you want to cause kids to cry? Why would you tell a kid that the police are after you? I mean, it's just horrible emotional manipulation.
Well, I think the problem here is that a lot of adults probably don't think that it would have a big effect on kids, or they think that they're just slightly embarrassing the kid a little bit, and it's all in good fun. And I hate that phrase, because often it is not, and it is time for He Yang's personal story. Ooh. Again. It was really sad.
Press when, record.
Yes. And even till today, that woman who teased me, I still, when I see her very rarely, I still have a very negative feeling of her. And I have no respect for her.
Oh, no,
deep down in my heart.
Wait
until you listen to what she did to me. Okay, you can go first if that's okay.No? All right. So basically, it was, okay, I was very young, like 5 years old. And what this woman did was she tried to establish that I was inferior than her kid by just showing that, asking me some questions that supposedly every child should know how to answer. And then I couldn't. And she was like, aren't you a slow bird or something like that? And it was supposed to be funny somehow, and there was an audience, but I think maybe she didn't realize that this was hurtful for me, making me feel like being belittled. But I think I'd like to think that she...didn't mean to harm my feelings, but it was about trying to make a little bit of fun and
it was about her masking her own insecurities about her own child.
But her daughter was like better. That was the conclusion.
Well, exactly. I mean, she was insecure that somehow you might be better than her daughter, and so she had to prove it to an audience that in fact you were not.
Yeah.
And so really she was fulfilling and playing out her own insecurities on you unfairly and unjustly, I mean, obviously. And that's the problem with a lot of this teasing. I mean, you know, I like to give people a hard time all the time. You know, I tease my best friends. I tease my kids. But it's always in a positive way. you know, just joking around with them, just kind of poking at them. I do it with my parents as well. Just kind of poking at them and just being like a little annoying, mm-hmm. but not like, you know, oh, you're really ugly, or oh, you're a really horrible person, or, you know, or as in one example, yeah, sheep's manure, it's cake, you should eat it, ho ho. I mean, come on, give me a break, people. It's damaging, and it verges on the abusive as well. I mean, and really, again, it is taking advantage of that imbalance power dynamic. And in the end, it is more about, you know, making yourself feel better than anything else. It is a form of bullying, perhaps, I would say.
I think it is most definitely a form of bullying. And Kobe says, I can't agree with this kind of thing. It's not fun. When I was a child, actually, I really hated this kind of stupid things. It made me feel disgusted. And sometimes I will act like I was damaged in order to stop this kind of stupid and boring game.
Well, also, I mean, I think that, I mean, I just remember watching some family programming on, I think it was on Beijing TV over the Spring Festival, and there was this one show about, you know, happy family or something like that, where like families or young people, they go on and they do these performances and things like that, and these judges rate them or whatever. And it was just fascinating to me and disturbing on the other hand to see the judges and how they talk to these children. Mm-hmm. And there really was a sense of talking down to them, and really kind of trying to put their age on display. They weren't, you know, they're young, so they're not that smart. They're young, so they don't really understand things. Mm-hmm. They're young, so, you know, they'll say just kind of random things if we can kind of trick them into saying it. Mm-hmm. And I really do have to wonder if this isn't more representative, if these judges and their behavior wasn't a bit more representative of Chinese culture as a whole. I mean, I don't know. But certainly for me, you know, watching these things and, you know, with my wife, you know, sometimes suggesting, hey, we should do these types of things, like, no way am I going to subject my children to this type of treatment. No way am I going to go up on stage with my kids and let other people talk to them like that.
I think it's really important that parents need to keep an eye out for these things, that you are probably the only protectors of your children from this kind of behavior. And I think here it's for grown-ups, I think it's important to keep in mind that kids, they are very sensitive. And I think sometimes we underestimate that because they might not have the linguistic ability to explain some of the complexities of what they're feeling. But and how to respond, it's usually through tears or laughter, but somehow it could mean that they're frustrated and they're trying to laugh it off or cry. So, you know, I think just don't underestimate that kids are numb, they're stupid, because they can feel everything.
Yeah.
And when you see that there is maybe something that this a source, a point that a person is not confident about themselves, then the meanest thing to do is to poke on that, on the sore spot. And I think here a lot of adults do so. Back to my personal story, I knew I was a little bit slow in recognizing how the clock works, tell the time when I was a little girl. And that woman, she picked on me on that. And for years, I remember feeling very just inferior, and felt that it was something a bit too big of a challenge that maybe I couldn't even cross that hurdle.
From your example, it definitely tells us that teasing kids, there is a very negative consequence there.
Well, no, I mean, again, I wouldn't call it teasing. In many ways, I would call it bullying, really. And like in the U.S., I think, you know, this whole debate about bullying has gone way too far. But in China, it seems like we haven't had that discussion at all. Mm. Really, where do you draw the line? And what is acceptable behavior with children? Because again, like, I'm just always amazed at how insensitive Chinese people can be with kids, you know, because children are so important. They play such a huge role in the family. You know, traditionally speaking, you know, families are not families unless you have a kid, and so on and so on. And just looking at how nice people usually are to kids, I mean, you know, it's one of the great things I love about living in China is that as a parent, I can take my children almost anywhere, and I'm never going to have any real problems. No one's really going to complain to me, because no matter what they do, even if I'm really embarrassed, no matter what my kids do, people are just going to kind of laugh it off, or they're just going to think, okay, oh, they're just kids, or they'll just leave us alone. Whereas in the U.S., oh, no, I mean, I would be getting so much complaints, and like, why can't you control your children? And, you know, just very negative attitudes towards children in the types of places that I can bring them to here in China.
Yeah, but I think while there is a lot of doting and love and care, there is a lack of understanding of their feelings, or there's a lack of tolerance of kids' feelings. I think a lot of the times people take for granted that kids are just like little toys or little animals out there that's supposed to be fun. You know, you giggle with them, you can tease them a little bit, make them cry a little bit, and it's no harm. But
yeah,
you know, they're
yeah.
not.
I mean, it's funny you say that, because one of the typical reactions that I get to my son, who, you know, is admittedly a very cute little boy, from especially younger women who are more than likely childless, is like, oh, but then it's kind of nice when, like, hey, yeah, you know, she's pretty, she's looking at my son, you know, but then at the same
that's
time,
what you get out
but,
of
but
this.
No, but then at the same time, it's actually kind of insulting, because then they're looking at my son like he's a dog, or that's the response you give to a dog, oh, you know, like, oh, he's so cute. It's like, you don't know what it means to raise a kid. You don't know what it means to deal with this boy all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah,
there
but,
just seemed to be that misunderstanding, perhaps.
Okay, well, your son is very cute, but sometimes for us unmarried single ladies, or I mean, you need to say something to the kid, right? Usually the safest
just don't
thing,
say anything if you feel uncomfortable saying
no,
things,
I mean,
right?
He is cute, so you say he's cute. And, you know, no strings attached. Just take it for the face value of it.
Yeah. And towards the end, I want to emphasize one thing. Don't say, do you love your dad more or do you love your mom more?
No, that's a horrible question to ask anyone.
Horrible, horrible question.
Never ask them to take sides.
Exactly.